I'll give it to him.
Right.
Amen. And in the book of Luke 11, verse 1, I want to say a few things about this. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray.
Yeah.
As John also taught his disciples. See, I believe this disciple asked the Lord to teach him because he knew Jesus prayed.
Right.
Amen. You'll if you're an example, amen, and we don't do it to be seen, but at the same time, if people see you got a heart for prayer, it'll move your family to have a heart for prayer. Amen. The church lacking prayer. That's the worst. It's hard to pray sometimes. What I mean by that is to get your flesh under subjection, to get in that place and pray. Amen. Jesus prayed all night. Amen. There's not a lot to pray all night. And I don't know what you could say, as Caldwell said, I don't know what you could say to God all night. Amen. He's wholly higher than us. Amen. It might be the same thing crying out to God. But I'll say this, he wants us to pray. He put an emphasis on it in the scripture to pray. Amen. You want to stay in right with God, you're going to have to pray. Have a communion heart. Amen. We can read the Bible sometime in scripture, but I'm telling you, prayer has the effectual power in it. Yes. Amen. The scripture feeds us, but prayer has the effectual communion grounds of God to pray and seek his face and love him and talk to him. That's a great privilege tonight. The throne of God is open to his people. Amen. The veil's been rent. And brethren, we can go right in. The door's open tonight. Amen. Thank God, you don't have to get an appointment. Thank God it's open. Just come right to him. That's all you need to do. Amen. And talk to him. Thank God. Amen. He said this, and he said unto them, when you pray, not if you pray, but when you pray. Amen. Say, our Father, which art in heaven. What a good relationship. Thank God to call him Father. Thank God he's only the Father over his children.
Right.
Amen. A man just can't call him Father unless he's his Father.
Right.
Amen. Thank God for that, brother. Amen. I know this is repeated a lot of places. Brother, it's a personal relationship. This thing's personal. Thank God tonight with the Father in heaven. Thank God, I'm glad for that. Notice what he's saying. He said, hallowed be thy name. He's getting reverent with him in the spirit. Now, thank God you get down to pray. You got to thank God, talk to him. Amen. We can go to him like he said, Abba Father. Amen. Where it's just getting down to dad, daddy. Amen. Thank God. That's getting down there in that relationship. Amen. But it is still a reverence to that who he is. Amen. I'm glad God listen. Thank God. When he goes to the New Testament, he spoke as Father. Amen. More than just being God. He was the God the Father. And he was a father of the Israelites far as, amen, thank God being their God. But to us tonight, the personal relationship being born again, amen, is as much, and I want to say this to me, and I believe this, is much greater, amen, than just being in a certain nationality. That God did favor the Israelites, but this is personal. I've been born again. Thank God for that. I bless the Lord for it. Amen. Listen, thank God. Listen, he said, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Buddy, you better conclude that. It's the will of God. It will be done. He said, pray that. Thy will be done. The purpose of God in his people and what God set up. Everything is under him. And I'm telling you this, I don't have to fret tonight. Thank God, what's going to go on? His will is going to be done. It don't matter what happens. His will is going to be done. Thank God, he's over the good and the bad. Amen. He's over everything else. Thank God, nothing happens to him. He don't know, and nothing happens he hadn't ordained, and nothing happens, thank God, because he knows. It's just only God foreknowledge. Amen. People say, well, God, yeah, God foreknows. Thank God, God foreordains. Amen. Thank God, friend. The word foreknowledge means he set it up. Amen. He foreknew. Listen, he don't know for, he, listen, he knows all things. But listen, thank God foreknow. Thank God, he said whom he foreknew. It ain't what he foreknew. He knows what he foreknew. He foreknew everything. But it's whom he foreknew. That's a people, friend. Thank God, friend, they can't take it. Brother, that's the way it is. Amen. Listen, I didn't know him. He knew me. Thank God, before the world began. I didn't know him. I got saved. But he knew who I was. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, that's amazing, isn't it? Thank God he had a people in mind. Thank God, and he did. Amen. Sent his son. Thank God for hell. has given them me. Jesus said, amen. Thank God, brother. John 10 said, I don't believe it's just talking about Jews. He said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I must bring. Not that I might bring, but them I must bring. Amen. Thank God. Listen, he said, I've given them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. No man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. They're the same one. Amen. That's right. Thank God they're the same one. Amen. There's no difference. Thank God between the Jew and the Greek. Thank God he's Lord over all. Amen. Not just the Jew, but the Greek. He's the Lord over Keith. Thank God. He's Lord, praise God, over Biden. Amen. It don't matter who it is. Amen. Every knee bound, every tongue confess. He's Lord, the God, the glory of God the Father. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, every knee. It didn't give no exceptions. Amen. Thank God. It will tell. Amen. He is Lord. Amen. I tell you what, the devil's going to say he's Lord. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God. Amen. Listen. Even false prophets will say, Lord, Lord. Amen. Even though he said he never knew them, they still said it. Amen. I tell you, brother, listen. The rocks cry out and say he's Lord. The birds chirp and say he's Lord. Thank God. Everybody, amen, looks at him. Thank God one day says he is Lord. And he is. Amen. They might deny him, but brother, they'll find out who he really is. Amen. You wouldn't know unless he showed you yourself. They would not have crucified him if they knew who he was. They never would have hung him on a cross. Amen. Listen. Thank God he went to the cross. Willfully went to the cross. Blindedly, and thank God they didn't know who he was. They thought he was an imposter. Amen. But how could these men do these miracles that now do us except God be with him? Amen. To touch the blinded eyes, to cleanse the leper. Thank God to make the lame walk again. Amen. To raise a man out of the tomb and say, Lazarus, come forth. To touch a bar that a boy laid in. Thank God, and he got up and spake and went back home with his mother. I'm telling you, who is this man? Thank God, brother, listen. He ain't a fairy tale, and he ain't a myth. Thank God, he's the Lord of glory. Thank God, friend. That's who I declare to you tonight. That's who the Holy Ghost declares to me. And he's the Lord of glory. Thank God, I'm glad. Thank God, I can pray to him. Thank God, I can call on him. Thank God, I'm glad he knows. Thank God, what to do. And attend to my call like the brother said tonight. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He ain't want no fancy words. I wasn't saved long. I went to a meeting one night. I'm not being critical. I guess I am a little. Amen. Thank God this man got up. He said, well, went to another Baptist church. This man got up and he said, he was some kind of head of the association. He said, how about praying for us? And I don't know if he prayed or not. Amen. He said all these fancy words. I was sitting over there, a young Christian. I thought, what's wrong with that man? Amen. I can't understand nothing he's saying. Amen. He was talking, ain't God above what I even could think. He was trying to put fancy words in the prayer. I thought, unto God, God just wants us to talk to him. Amen. Listen, that's the same man that come here one time. Amen. And I pastored. Amen. I went pastoring then. Amen. I listened. Thank God I preached on heaven and hell that morning. I mean, thank God I put the heat on it. Amen. Listen, that man said that was a nice message that's this morning. I thought, unto God, oh, I'm too nice. Amen. If a man's going to hell, amen. But listen, thank God he hated that we got out. Amen. Of the association. That's the whole thing. He wrote me a letter. I never wrote him back. Amen. Thank God. Listen, friend. Praying ain't making words up. It ain't trying to sound good. Amen. We've all done that a time or two. Amen. Trying to sound good before God. Hey, brother, you nothing to say anything, but it ain't real. And it ain't from your heart. Amen. Listen. Thank God, friend, we go to him in reverence, but we go to him in relationship. And brother, listen, he said, the will of God be done. Amen. Listen, as in heaven, so in earth. Everything God he's ordained and set up, let the will of God be done. Amen. Right. Listen to this thing. He said, give us this day, give us day by day our daily bread. You ever thought about that day by day? There's things we listen. I want to say this. I ain't tiling this message, but if I did tile it, I'd say some things we need to do every day. Number one, you need to depend on him.
Yeah.
Boy, we so self-existent, and we do all things unless we get in trouble or get in a deep hole. Amen. We hardly ever ask God for anything. Amen. He said, give us, I want you to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Now I know you can take that a lot of ways. I think it literal. Amen. And it was real bread. Amen. But you can call Jesus as the bread. Amen. Listen. Thank God the word's the bread. Give us this day our daily bread. We need it daily. That's just a daily prayer. Amen. I ain't got a formality. It's not just reciting this, but there's something about God this night that wants his people to rely on him. That wants his people to depend on him for everything. That's why he said by prayer. Amen. Be careful for nothing but in by everything. With prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. How much better would it be, Brother Robert, if we acknowledge who he was in everything? I mean, before we eat, we do pray. Most of the time, it's a little formality. I don't think God's upset about that. We are acknowledging the fact that he's the creator and he's the one that give us what we have. But it'd be just good sometime to bog down. Thank God the dinner table on this. God, I just want to thank you a while and get the blessings of God through it. Amen. Listen, Jesus prayed. Amen. Listen. Thank God he blessed the Lord. Amen. The Father above. Thank God Paul prayed on the ship when he took that wound. Thank God before they, my friend, had to go on. Amen. Listen, brother, it's a day by day thing. It's not. I wish I could tell you that it'd be conquered in one day. Jesus conquered it, but we need him, thank God, to live in victory. And the only way we're going to do it is get that. And it's a day by day thing. Amen. We're lazy. I am. Amen. We don't really acknowledge him the way we should. And don't ask him for help. But brother, he'll put you in places, amen, that you'll have to call on him. That's just the way it is. There ain't no other way. Only God can do that. Brother, listen. And if you don't look to him, you'll not be blessed. That's just the way it is. I know I'm blessed in Christ, but there's actions and obedience and things we do that we get the blessing on. And God says, I'll bless you. Amen. If you love me, keep my commandments. Thank God, that's a conditional thing. Thank God, the praise conditional. Amen. It's up to you to call on him. But most of the time, you'll do what's stirring in your heart, what's on your mind. Amen. Listen, our consciousness ought to always be to thank him and praise him and give him thanks. Amen. And ask him. Amen. That's how you get tonight. Amen. He set that thing up. He knows your need before you ask him. Thank God, but you listen. Thank God, want to be a blessing to him. Amen. But he, thank God, you're his father. Amen. Earthly father. Listen, you've got access to him. I don't have it. You do, amen. Why? You're a child. And you as a child of God, you have access unto God this night. Amen. Thank God, brother, I'm telling you, there's some treasures tonight. There's some blessings tonight. There's some God will. Amen. Listen. Thank God, I'm telling you, he's a God tonight. Amen. That'll meet the need you got if you'll ask him tonight. Amen. Amen. God have mercy. Notice this here. And forgive us our sins. He said, pray that. I'm telling you what Jesus said. I ain't telling you what another man said. You'll not have God's power in your life, and you'll not have the blessings of God if you don't ask God to forgive you of your sins. If you're sitting there thinking, well, what sins do I have? You need to get to praying. Yeah. Amen. Thank God we fall enough weak. Amen. Listen. Listen. Sin ain't only committing sin. It's not doing what you ought to do. Amen. Listen. He said there's sins of omission. There's sins of commission. Amen. We're falling short. Thank God we need to confess our sin. Amen. I need to confess my sin. I don't need to confess yours. Thank God I need to confess my own. And there's a lot as a lack. Amen. I'm seeing. Listen. We live in the light of God. We'll see ourselves. Amen. We'll see who we are. Amen. Well, see, you need his forgiveness. Amen. We keep a clean slate. Thank God. He said, blessed are them of a clean heart. Amen. David said, create me a clean heart. Thank God, you can't have sin in your heart and have a clean heart. Amen. Right. Can't do it. And then he said this, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. That means that if you're going to be right with God, you're going to have his forgiveness on your life, and you're going to forgive other people that sin against you. Brother, I'm telling you this. Jesus even went a strong statement. He said, if you don't forgive them, I won't forgive you. What's that? That's strong, ain't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus said, thank God that man, amen, that said, I ain't got things against you. He said, if you don't forgive him, ain't God, I ain't going to forgive you. Amen, to have forgiveness, you're going to have to give it. If you don't have it, you can't, listen, friend. If you could, if you got into it with somebody and you could take care of it just by telling them what you want to tell them, and I'm going to say tell them off or whatever you want to do, it causes worse pain for you. There's no victory in vengeance. No victory in vengeance. Amen. It only makes the flesh swell up, but there's no victory. There's no victory in vengeance. Amen. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Amen. Listen, we ought to pray for mercy on them. Amen. We pray mercy on them. I ain't got somebody that don't like us or say things against us or sin against us. Amen. We got to forgive them in our heart. And we're going to have to pray mercy for them. I mean, God, have mercy on them. I ain't got, they know not what they do. That's what Jesus said. I ain't got, that's what Stephen prayed. I ain't God. And that's why Jesus stood. I ain't God. And he saw him in heaven, amen.
Right.
If you want to be like the Lord, you got to have forgiveness in your heart. If you don't, you ain't going to get forgiven. You can't go to God and say, Lord, I need forgiveness, and you got a brother or sister, you didn't like what they said to you, and you got unforgiveness in your heart toward them. There ain't no need to get down and pray. God won't answer you.
Yeah.
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. That's regarding things like this. We ain't talking about all these outward sins people preaching against today. Amen. More inward sin is killing the church. Amen. And that becomes that unforgiveness and that grudge and all these things. Look what they done to me. Amen. Listen, brother, I've had that happen. Listen, I've got angry before, brother. Amen. And listen, I can grudge up on some things, but God releases me from it. Amen. He shows me the goodness of God in my life and keeping me out of hell and keep me, I ain't got out of the grave right yet. Amen. It calls me, thank God, to say, Lord, I love him, people. God, have mercy on them. Amen. Amen. Help me, God. I'm telling you, when you get down to it, if you're going to have a relationship with him, you're going to have a clean heart. I'm telling you, got to get that out of you. Amen. Now, I'm going to say this tonight, and I hope you take it right. There ain't nobody better than nobody in this church. Nobody. I won't say this. You ain't better than nobody outside this church. Proud looks looking above people. God help us. You ever thought in your mind, I'm better than that man? I'm better than them people. Brother, the only way you can help people is you're going to have to be down with them. Jesus come amongst men. He became a man. He humbled himself and became a man. He humbled himself. He left heaven, thank God, and became a man. Amen. Listen, he was God, but he was a man. He walked among sinful people. Amen. I was going to pick with Aaron. They went up there to that hamburger place. All them went outside to eat. Amen. I told Myra, I said, he didn't want to eat with sinners in here. Amen. That's how to tell you, God bless you. You know I'm going on with you. But brother, that's about the truth.
Right.
Amen. Jesus ate with sinners. He come down and rung old dirty men. Amen. Listen, I'm talking about people that had sin in their life. Amen. Ain't God went to an island, brother. A man was cutting himself. Amen. Took his clothes off. Amen. No man could tame him. Amen. Nobody had nothing to do with him. They couldn't. Ain't God, but he got off the boat, thank God. Amen. That man come under that possession of them devils. And Jesus commanded him to leave him. Amen. Ain't God, he didn't go. He got back on the boat, amen, and went back the other way, amen. Listen, why? Because they didn't want him, amen. But I tell you, he come in that island, ain't got a Gadara, brother. Listen, just for that man, amen, buddy. I tell you, we wasn't no better. We might not have had as much baggage. We might not have had as much problem. Thank God, I ain't never cut myself in the graveyard. But I tell you what, I've cut myself up with sin. I've been in sin before, amen, where it cut me up, and it only can cut you up. It'll never give you healing. It'll never help you. You can talk to your mind all you want and say, well, this sin ain't that bad. Every sin's bad. Ain't God, every one of them's in the same boat. Amen, there ain't one. There's some hurt from more, some of them more than others, but there ain't no sin, ain't God, that God accepts. Amen, death of the cross shows you what sin really was, amen. God help us. You ever thought about that? God said he hated a proud look.
That means you look yourself above other people. Have you ever heard anybody? I've been saved, thank God, well, about 39 years. And you know, I ain't never heard nobody in a prayer meeting say, "Preacher, would you have the church pray for me? I'm full of pride. Would you pray for my brother? He's been lying to me." And we say, "Brother, preacher, pray." It's all about physical, and I'm not against that. I think we need to pray for one another. Jesus even said, "Amen," to pray for them who are sick. How many, the sickness is more on the inside than it is outside. Ain't nobody gonna say that. They're too prideful. Too prideful to say they got pride. Amen. I ain't that bad. Oh yeah, you are. But you want the light of God to shine heavy on you, you wouldn't see nothing but a worm.
Right.
That's right. When God saved you, when the Holy Ghost convicted you, right, he showed you what you were.
Right.
A man ain't never seen what he was. He ain't never seen a convicting work of God.
Right.
That whole convicting work was the arresting power of God on you to show you you're guilty and you need me. Amen. Ain't God, he just didn't convict you to throw you in. He convicts you to get you out. Amen. But he never can get you out till he gets you in. Amen. He done them both. Amen. He put me in the jail. Ain't God for sin. Amen. I needed a rescue. Ain't God, when he put me in, he got me out. Amen. The Holy Ghost done that. Ain't nobody convict you but the Holy Ghost. Ain't no man can convict you but the Holy Ghost. He's real, friend. Ain't God, when he takes a word, amen, it convicts you of sin and lets you know who you are. Amen. Listen, you know what you're going to do? You're going to do like the rest of that crowd. You're going to run from the law.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen so many high speed chases today, running everywhere in them cars. Amen. That blue light behind them, you're running from the law. You ain't getting nowhere. Amen. God get on you. I know you ain't getting nowhere. Amen. You're going to try to hide, son. That's the first thing Adam did. He tried to get behind them trees. Amen. God said, "Adam, where art thou?" He knew where he was. Amen. Where are you at this night? Amen. Where are you at with God? Amen. When the Holy Ghost comes, ain't God, he'll convict men, reprove men, but he didn't do it to leave them there. Ain't God, he does to get them out of it. Amen. But you'll never go to the doctor till you see you're sick tonight. Amen. And you're kind of looking pale. My mama called it peaked. Amen. God help us. I've seen it, brother, in saved and lost. And I've been guilty of it more than one time. The Holy Ghost, I was guilty of not being where I ought to be. And that Holy Ghost come climb up in my lap and say, "Son, you're going to have to repent." And buddy, I felt like I was about to break out in a sweat. Amen. I said, "Where's somewhere to pray?" Amen. I need to get right with God. Amen. I'm telling you, that's the goodness of God right there. Amen. Because you never knew where you was at till he showed you where you was at. Thank God. And I'm telling you this tonight, brother, if we ever need anything, we need the Holy Ghost. Thank God to show you and me where we at tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to this. And lead us not to temptation. Jesus taught him to pray that. And lead us not to temptation. Don't lead us into temptation. Don't allow temptation and all these heavy testings. I don't want testing to you, but I'll tell you what, testing will show you where you're at. But I'll tell you this, I don't want to be in temptation. You say, "Why? I'm weak." That's right. I'm weak. Don't leave me that temptation. Deliver me from evil. Deliver me from the evil one. Deliver me from doing evil. Amen. That's a verse here, brother, that I'm going to get to it, and I'm going to finish up. I ain't going to preach all night, but I'm telling you, listen. Ain't God, he got that deliverance from evil, and then he got on that bread deal. You know where that man, hey God, he come to him at midnight, and he said, I like verse 6, for a friend of mine is in his journey, come to me. I have nothing set before him. Buddy, ain't God, that's when you go get something when you ain't got it.
Right.
Amen. Listen. Thank God, he said, "I ain't got nothing to give you." I mean, this man come by at midnight. Amen. He needed bread, but he's hungry. Amen. No doubt tired and weary. Amen. Listen, that wasn't an uncommon thing in that day. Amen. For men to stop by and have their feet washed and get something to eat and get a little refreshing on the journey. Amen. Listen, but listen, this man came and he said, "I need some bread." And that man said, "Don't have nothing." I ain't got, listen, friend, I'm going to give you this. God, this preacher's and anybody else. I ain't God. a Christian. Somewhere you're going to have to get a don't have it, Lord. But I need to get the bread from above. Thank God that I can give it out. I can't think I have it and don't have it. I need something from you, Lord. That's why you read the scripture. That's why, thank God, you want to commune with him. That you can get something from him tonight. Amen. I don't have nothing. That's when you can get it. Amen.
Amen.
Have you, children, you have any meat? No. The only way you'll ever know to get it is you don't have it. If you got it, you don't need to go get it. That's right. But I'll tell you what, you'll never help nobody, and I will not neither if I don't get it from the right source. That's God himself.
Yes.
Amen. We can come in high-minded like, amen, I'm not saying Samson got high-minded, but he said, I'll go out like I did before.
Yes.
He found out he didn't have a bit of strength, didn't have a bit of power. Amen. He was a strong man. I'm not just talking about physically, but he is strong with God. Amen. God put the anointing on him. The Spirit of God moved Samson. But after his eyes was put, after his eyes was put out, amen. He said, Philistines be upon thee. He said that I'll go out like I did before. In other words, I'll go preach like I did before. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm not being ugly, but it bothers me when people say, I'll use one of my old messages. No, don't use none of them. Just be honest and get up and read a verse, say, God touches my heart. Then I'll say something, but I ain't going to use some old bread. Don't go to somebody and want to witness to them and say, I'll use what I said to that other man. Jesus don't work like that. He works from sincerity to heart. It'd be better for you to say, sir, could I have a word of prayer with you and pray with him and go on. Amen. Whatever he tells you. Thank God I'm so sick of this. And brother, I'm not being ugly, but I'm just being truthful. Amen. People say, did you give him the plan of salvation? I said, I give him Jesus. What else you want me to say? He is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank God they don't need seven steps. They need one to him. And they need him to come to them. And I'm telling you this tonight. Are you hearing me? Thank God there ain't but one way to the Father. That's through the Son. And that's all they need to know. The Holy Ghost, I ain't got to tell them nothing else. He said, I ain't got no bread. Notice what he said. He went to get bread. Verse 70, from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. So they shut the door, see. See, what you going to do when the door is shut? Don't bother me. Why did God say this right here? I'm going to give you this. He said here, he gave them out, my children are in with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, this is what the Lord said. Though he will rise, not rise and give him because he is his friend. That'd be like me going to you. Wouldn't that be something if I come to your house and say, hey, Robert needs some bread. I can't help you, preacher. I just put my youngest in bed, my wife's in bed. If I get up, I wake the whole house up. I just stood there. He went to a friend. That's what it said. He went to a friend. He went to the friend. He went to his friend, not a stranger, to get bread. He'd have a right to pull the gun out. Amen. If somebody knocked on my door tonight, I ain't too gunnish, but I got a couple of them. If they threatened me, I'd get it out. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you what, you would too. But if Brother Hobson come to my house, ain't God knocking on my door and needs some bread. I ain't going to tell him to go back home. I hope not, but this man did. He said, I ain't getting out of bed. Brother, this is a good example. Amen. Listen, this is what he's saying. God's going to have to get in it. Amen. If you get any bread, amen, that man's going to have to be moved by God. Listen, friend, get out of the bed. Boy, there's a lot in that. You think on it. He said, yet because of his importunity, is consistency, and I can say this, is urgent request. It was urgent. It was urgent. It was urgent. It was urgent. And that's why he moved. Amen. That man didn't leave. Amen. I don't know whether he kept knocking. I don't know if he kept saying, ain't God calling the man's name? Amen. But the man finally got out of bed. I don't know. I'll just say this. Sometimes you about one prayer away. You about one call away. You'll stand at the door a little while and then you'll leave it. And that's where people are sometimes. You say, I wonder why God don't answer me. Maybe you need to stand there a while. It ain't always like that. And God don't forget nothing you pray. But the fact of it is, there's a purpose of God to teach that man, not only is on the door, but teach that man's in there in that house. that man out there needs something. And I'm telling you what, he knows what you need. But brother, listen, somebody said, I've been praying for that. Ain't God asked the church to pray for that. Amen, the church done quit praying for that. Amen, listen, ain't God, he wants you to pray for it. I wouldn't ask you to pray for any one of my loved ones that I didn't pray for. I've heard people say, pray for my aunt. And I was thinking in my mind, I wonder if they're praying for them. That's bad thinking, ain't it? God help all to pray no matter where they are or not. But I'm telling you what, there's something about Brother Keith standing at that door of God and him knowing everything you need before you ever come and knock. And he allows you to go through much crying, urgent praying, and before you know it, here that man comes to the door. Listen to what he gave him. He didn't give him three loaves. He gave him everything he needed.
Right.
I believe the man thanked God brought all the bread out there. So here it is. Take what you need. Amen. That's right, buddy. That's the way God is. Hey, listen. Thank God he said here, and he gave him as many as he needeth. Give him what you need. How you going to get it? Go to him. How's that boy going to get something? Thank God you dedicate, read your mind. If you need something, you got him to go to. That's a blessing, ain't it? Thank God we got God this night. Amen. We got needs. Amen. Listen. Thank God he had a need for his friend, not his need. It was a need of a friend. It's a picture of intercession as well. And a man standing before God. Amen. A crying time. Amen.
Amen.
If the church don't pray, I'll tell you what, they won't get much. We got blessed this morning just off the sovereign God of heaven saying that church needs some comfort. I didn't work it up. I didn't even think it up. He put my mind pretty much at a standstill. After them few songs, then Caleb and them come sing. And the Holy Ghost said, you ain't doing nothing. You just listen to me. And the Holy Spirit comforted people's hearts today. Had weeping and praising the Lord and good things of God.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what, sometimes you just got to have to get out of the way. Amen. You can't do it. He's going to have to do it. I thought in my mind, I saw them dear people, dear Burton family here, and Miss Diane passing away, and Preston being going through that, and I thought, I promise you, I can take you to the spot. And I said, I was walking over here and looking at them all, and I thought, Lord, how can I comfort them people? He didn't answer me a bit. Didn't say nothing. And then that verse come to me. I care for them. I'll comfort them. I didn't know what he was going to do. Amen. I just stepped back and said, well, ain't nothing I can say unless God gives it to me. When we got that news about John Wesley the other morning, it just killed me. I mean, it shocked me to death, Aaron. And I know it did devastate you. And it devastated me. I couldn't think about it. And I thought, Lord, I'm going to go up there and see him. What can I say to him? Sometimes you don't know what to say. You just say, I'm here for you and I love you and I'm so sorry it happened. But God can help you, you know what I mean? He's the helper in it. I couldn't reach in your heart that night. That's probably some of the most prayer in my heart. That me and you and Brother Todd and your wife got in that car and prayed for God to intervene, for God to help. That's the only thing we could pray, God help. God help. God help. God help. And just pray, God help. God help. I think it helped us. Didn't take away the pain. Didn't take away the devastation. But there was some comfort in it. There was some comfort in it. That morning y'all come into church. And the church, it was amazing to me. I mean, just going looking back. It's amazing to me the grace that God gave you as a family. To walk in them doors after what happened that night and come in. And it's like God put it all in the church family to just be a help. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I said, Lord, I don't know what to say. I'm beyond words. When you don't know what to do, that's when he does.
Yes, sir. Right.
And brother, listen, it ain't nothing wrong with not knowing what to do.
That's right.
It ain't nothing wrong with it. I used to think everybody's depending on me to say something, and I can't. I don't know what to say. When you get to the place that you need somebody to go to the door of God and get something for you in your journey, you've got to go stand there till you get it and be able to give it to them. And that comes through prayer and supplication. That's just the way it comes. Brother Keith, there's battles. I mean, battles after battles after battles. You know that, Miss Kayla? I mean, there's battles all the time. Time does not erase nothing. Amen. Oh, don't, buddy. Listen, people say, well, give it time. No, you give it time, brother. It ain't the time. That's going to bring the healing. It's the Lord's going to bring the healing. And that's where it's at. And that's why the church body, God needs to stand at the door for people. Amen. Like you did this morning. And love them and help them and bless them. Amen. Because that's what they need then. And brother, time don't heal that. Amen. God brings healing and help day by day. It ain't a one-time thing. And brother, I'm telling you this. You say that I have to live this burden. Brother, thank God. There's a God in heaven says he'll bear your burden. But you got to give it to him. And believe him, thank God. Somebody go pray for me. Notice this here. I got to go. I want to read verse number 13. This is the verse I had on my mind. I talked to my wife about it. And Jesus talked about here asking and receiving. The son asked for bread. Father give him stone. And if he asked him a fish, will he give him a serpent? But 13, he said, if ye then being evil. He's talking to his disciples. Ain't that something? I don't mean, if ye then being unable,
go ahead,
if ye then being inadequate,
yep,
can give to your children, you'd muster up enough strength to do something for Harlan to give it to him. But it's still not as much as you'd like to because you're inadequate. We're fleshly. Think about this. Your father loves you, but he's fleshly. I love my children and grandchildren, but I'm fleshly. And you then being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. I thought about that. He looked at the disciples and said, if you being evil, I mean, he called them evil. But I don't think he's talking about the evil wickedness. I think he was talking about evil or weakness. Amen. And thank God not able. Amen. And not having the strength to do all that. Amen. He said, thank God, if you do that and give good gifts to your children, that's the way you are. Notice what he said. He said, how much more shall your heavenly Father? What the heavenly Father does ain't got no limits on it. Think about this. The heavenly Father has no limits on him, and he's spiritual, brother. And listen, this is a spiritual gift. Amen. We ain't talking about, ain't God loading up with the temporal things. Amen. Listen, he said, how much more shall your heavenly Father give? What's it say right there? The Holy Spirit to them and ask him. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. He's not talking about asking for the Holy Spirit. He's talking about asking the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Asking the blessing, the gifts, the blessings of God that come through the Holy Spirit. Every temple thing you got ain't going to bring no spirituality. But your earthly Father gives you good things. He takes care of you. I thought about my daddy today. How much he's done for me. My mama, how much they've done for me. And my earthly daddy worked a job. He took, provided for us. He was a blessing, but that's all he could do. He could not save me. He could not bless me with the Holy Spirit. He could not touch me with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He could not touch me to walk in them ways of God. He could not do it. Amen. But how much more shall he? Listen, he said that ask him.
Yep.
You say, I sure like to have the power and unction and anointing and the touch of God. Well, ask him. Thank God, my friend, partial. He'll give it to you. When's the last time you prayed? I said, Lord, I'm coming to you and I'm asking you, God, to fill me with the Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to touch me, to have more power manifest through my life, to be a blessing to people. Amen. Not that I could be seen of men, but that the manifestation of Christ through the Holy Spirit power be seen amongst us. Bless the Lord. That's good praying right there, ain't it, Brother Kevin? Get up in the morning, get on your knees, or however you pray. You don't have to get on your knees, but just say, Lord, here I am today. Can't make it without you. Can't make it without you. Can't think without you. Can't walk without you. Can't talk without you. I just need you. And Lord, would you enable me today to feel and know the presence of God through His Spirit? Would you teach me your word? Would you give me wisdom and help me today in what my walk is with God? I want you to walk with me, talk with me, and bless me. That's a blessing. But if we live our life like in the flesh all the time, you never receive the blessings of God. It's an asking thing, Brother Todd. It's asking. He said, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Prayer is asking and receiving. It's communion, however you want to talk to God and through the Spirit. And the Spirit's the praying. We pray in the Holy Ghost. We pray from our heart. We pray for our needs. We pray for our wife's needs. We pray for our husband's needs. We pray for our children's needs. We pray. When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. I appreciate you. God bless you. Stand. Have prayer tonight. Brother Redmond, pray for us.